What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We got a bunch of callers waiting, but I want to actually get some news in here. Over at the Still Report, they have an area that we all need to be concerned about. Back in 2012, there was a big stink because the military serving overseas are required to submit their votes early. And the votes did not arrive until way too late. They missed the deadline, and their votes were not counted. And the military tend to vote Republican. And right now, polls among the military are showing them very heavily favoring Donald Trump. And so the Still Report is pointing out it's happening again. They're being contacted by the families of military people serving overseas. The deadline to submit votes to be counted for this election is October 11th, and the ballots still have not been delivered. Now, the document dump from the FBI has contained a very interesting bombshell, and it reveals that Barack Obama was sending emails to Hillary Clinton's private email server. He was using a pseudonym to do it. Now, this is important for two reasons. One, Barack Obama, when the server became public knowledge, he stated on TV that he first heard about the private email server from the corporate media news reports, that he had no idea that it existed. So that was a lie. Second, using pseudonyms, and by the way, so did Chelsea Clinton, indicates a desire to conceal what's going on. Now, for official government business, you classify the document and you leave a paper trail. By going to this outside server, they were outside public record-keeping laws, and yet clearly they had something to hide, and that's why they were using pseudonyms. And that's why those deleted emails are so important, because obviously what was going on there needed to be hidden. And it needed to be hidden from the government as much as from the people itself. Now, as you know, Hillary Clinton has a new book out, Stronger Together, and the corporate media is lauding it. It's a masterpiece, so forth and so on. It's for sale over at Amazon. And readers who have actually wasted the money to buy the book have been posting very critical comments about it, very negative reviews, and have discovered Amazon is deleting any negative reviews of Hillary Clinton's book, which means you cannot trust Amazon's reviewing system at all. They just shot their own credibility to little tiny bits. For all we know, the sales figures for the book are being rigged. It's one giant lie. Whatever Donald Trump had on the debate must be contagious, because I'm coming down with the snifflies. All righty, let's go back to the phones here. Donna in New Mexico, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike. Listen, I sent you a link to the schedule for the presidential debates.
Yes.
And the next debate, for not the VP, but the presidential, is hosted by two moderators. And one of them is Martha Raddatz from This Week ABC, and the second one is Anderson Cooper, oh boy, CNN. The third debate is being hosted by one moderator, which is Chris Wallace from Fox.
Okay.
So, just so you know, and I want to say one thing about the debate, and that is never bring a pocket knife to a gunfight, okay? And I hope that the second debate, he's going to come out with his Uzi or whatever he's got. The other thing, and this may be off topic for this hour, but I don't know if you've talked about this yet. I haven't caught the whole show. What, the U.S. giving an ultimatum to Russia over Syria?
Well, they've always been giving ultimatums to Russia over Syria. What's the latest one?
This happened today, phone conversation between John Kerry and Sergey Lavrov, and the U.S. is warning Russia to cease and desist in Aleppo, or the United States is threatening to end all cooperation, not that there is any, but they're contending there is, between the U.S. and Russia.
Yeah, we had a caller who called
an escalation.
Yeah, we had a caller in the last hour who called in on that one. And it's a bluff because there is no cooperation. When the U.S. was doing their first attack on the Syrian armed forces, the Russians called the coordination center. And the officer who was supposed to be there for the American version of cooperation was away from the telephone for the entire hour the attack was taking place. So there is no cooperation. And what Kerry is really threatening to do is go after Russia itself over Syria. They are getting very, very desperate. But at this point, there's almost nothing left of Aleppo to fight over. The fight seems to be moving to the northeast of Deir Azor because the U.S. just bombed some bridges on the Euphrates, and I'm going to be getting into that in a little bit.
Okay, one more thing, though. The man pads that are being given to the so-called moderate rebels, the surface-to-air missiles, that's not good. I mean, I'm seeing an escalation here. I'm seeing a failure of detente. You know, the UN Security Council, both the Russians and the U.S. are both saying we don't have much to talk about. So I have a concern with that, but that's all I have to say. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we have a concern. I mean, the U.S. needs this war. The U.S. is pushing for this war. The only sticking point is finding some way to convince the American people that this is all Russia's fault. And right now, that's a very tough sell after all these interventions and drone strikes and waterboarding and all the rest of it's been going on. We all know who the aggressor is. And this thing could go nuclear, and we're going to be talking about that after these, after the phone calls we have right now. We're going to close the phone lines because I got some real news. We're going to do a shout out here to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. We're getting into the war zones, and first we're going to take a few more phone calls. Milton in Pennsylvania, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Does that doll, does it cry wet and lie? That you showed Hillary. Anyway, the real reason why I called was when I was in Occupy, we were in a city of some 60,000 people, and we were lucky we got 30 active people. And what we found was that the people that are in their comfort zone, getting the food stamps, they get collecting welfare check and all, they have a comfort zone, and they don't respond. And we found this to be a big culprit in our movement here in eastern Pennsylvania.
It's not a comfort zone, it's a zoo. And if you remember the movie Madagascar, what was the prime wisdom of all the animals? You never bite the hand that feeds you. And the reason the government is trying to create a culture of dependency is to keep us under control. There's only one problem with that. Sooner or later, the money runs out. That's what happened to ancient Rome. But that's why, even with this horrible economy, you've got the government literally running ad campaigns to get people to sign up for food stamps. It's a great thing. And those people who are still working and paying the taxes for all these free handouts are getting a little sick and tired of it.
Yeah. Well, another thing, do you think Donald Trump, they not come out and bash the senators and Congress, but maybe he should be start making a list and making it out there to the public that, hey, this guy is good because he thinks like me and will work good with me in office, and this guy is not so good, and just put it out there, food for thought?
It could be, but of course that's the job of the independent media right now. To get this information out there. In a way, Rudy Giuliani is showing us what the job of a hatchet man is actually all about. The candidate or the leader wants to take the high ground, but he does need somebody or some mechanism to get the dirt dished out that needs to be dished out, and that's what Rudy Giuliani is doing. And, of course, we're all helping Donald Trump do that as well. We're keeping alive all these questions about Benghazi, the Clinton Foundation, the possible betrayal and treason by Hillary. We're keeping alive the fact that James Comey had absolutely no business letting Hillary Clinton off the hook because he doesn't think she intended to do wrong when Title 18, Section 793 makes it clear intent is not a factor. And we're just going to keep churning this out. And you are all part of the independent media, which means you take all this information, you take the sites, and you go on out and you talk to people. Because Hillary has got this very well-funded grassroots propaganda effort going on to try and convince everybody that this is all a myth. It's part of the vast right-wing conspiracy. It's, you know, people who hate women and hate gays and all the rest, and that there's absolutely no truth to any of this. So we're going to have to go on out. Every one of you needs to be part of the campaign for truth. And we've only got 40 days. And so if you have been sort of waiting for the ideal time to step on in and be an active member of the truth revolution, this is the time to do it.
Yes. Okay, Michael, thank you. I know you got important other people in news. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mary in New Jersey. Aloha, Mary. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mary, are you there? Mary in New Jersey, going once. All right, we're going to switch. Mary, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. We had a little glitch in the control room. It's that darn mutant hamster again. What's on your mind?
Okay. Just during the debate, at the end of the Alex Jones show, I think Paul Watson noticed this. He did a video, and he noticed there were some little hand signals going on there. One thing she would rub on one side of the nose, and every time Trump was challenged, she rubbed on the other side of her nose like 40 some odd times.
Yeah, I saw that, and Paul Joseph Watson did point it out that when she would do this little nose maneuver, it was clearly a signal to him to step on in and intervene with whatever Donald Trump was trying to say. And again, everybody saw he interrupted Donald Trump 50 times, Hillary Clinton only twice to try and maintain the illusion of fairness and impartiality, but that illusion is now absolutely gone. So,
yeah, I thought that was very interesting.
I mean, here's the wisdom to follow. If there is a way to cheat, Hillary Clinton will use it. Remember, her first job in government was on the Watergate committee, studying how Richard Nixon's committee to reelect the president basically rigged the reelection. She's got a college level education on political dirty fighting, and she's using every single bit that she can. I will grant you, Richard Nixon didn't have pop stars getting naked for him. He probably would have appreciated that, but that's a new wrinkle.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We're going to switch to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Normally don't do that, but I just surfing the net here, trying to find out what's going on in mainstream media, what they're talking about. And I came across an article that says Congress overrides Obama's veto of 9/11 bill. Now, the question I pose to you is, if the Americans are allowed to sue over 9/11, the Saudis over this, don't you think Saudi Arabia will probably use their oil as leverage or pull back and use the oil against us in some way to give us what we want?
Here's why that legislation is dangerous. It's just like the lawsuit that was being filed against Iran for terrorism. It's basically a lawsuit by accusation only. There's no proof that Saudi Arabia had anything to do with 9/11. There's no proof that Iran was involved in the terrorism. It's just a desperately broke United States government embarking on a program of plundering and looting other nations around the earth on the flimsiest of legal pretexts. But I'll tell you what Saudi Arabia is going to do. They're going to start pulling their assets out of this country so they can't be seized. This could trigger a financial crash. And I think that's probably the main reason why Obama did veto this legislation. Israel tells Congress, you will override this so that we can sue the Saudis and take their money because God intended for us to have the money and all the rest of this other nonsense. But it could trigger Saudi Arabia liquidating all their American investments, pulling their money out of the banks. They've got billions and billions of dollars over here. If they yank it all at once, it's going to be an absolute disaster. This is one of the most stupid and reckless things I've ever seen Congress do.
So they'll have their excuse for the economic collapse then.
They could blame it on Saudi Arabia, but everybody's going to understand, you were going to take their money anyway. Of course they're going to take it home. It's just like this thing with bail-ins in the banks. I mean, if the bank is going to start helping themselves to your money, what's the smart thing to do? Take your money out of the bank. It's already starting to happen to Deutsche Bank.
Right. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Bill in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, this is Bill from North Carolina. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine. You're on the air.
Okay. I had a long-time listener, first-time caller. I had a question about James Comey. He's been in the news recently, FBI director. I'm wondering if there was a vetting process for his approval as FBI director in a Senate subcommittee that approved him. Do you know?
Well, he was nominated by the president, and then Congress has to basically vote to confirm how much actual checking was done. We don't know, but I find it amazing that Congress went ahead and confirmed James Comey as FBI director when the man has no prior law enforcement experience, and certainly his behavior right now warrants an impeachment.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. How on earth did he get approved? I mean, are there some... Republican senators here we need to speak to? Or I heard John Cornyn had a hand in this, or, you know, I'm concerned about my two Republican senators in North Carolina. Were they involved in the vetting process, and how can you find out?
Well, you'd have to contact their offices and find out what their record is on that. But in the end, it appears to have been a pro forma vote. The president has appointed him. We're just going to vote him on through because we have more important things to do, like keeping our donors and supporters happy.
That's a shame. Whoever approved him didn't do the people's work. I'm sorry. Okay, thanks for that question, and we'll talk to you again.
All right, we'll talk to you again, and we're going to go to John in Barbados, and this is going to be our last call for a while. Because I really do need to get to the news here. So, John, what's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, this nonsense with the Saudis. Of course, if anybody sues, the Saudis can come back with lots of information about 9/11 that maybe the government really doesn't want aired in open court. And I think it's going to create more problems for the administration than it solves.
Well, I think Saudi Arabia is going to have a valid point. If somebody takes them to court to sue them, Saudi Arabia is going to say, what actual proof do you have that Saudi Arabia as a country was involved in this? First of all, the fact that the named suspects included Saudis does not prove involvement of the Saudi government. Second of all, the FBI director at the time came on out and admitted the identities were all based on IDs that were fakes, and they were very good fakes, nation-state fakes, and a lot of those people turned out to be alive after 9/11 was over. One of them was a Saudi, was a pilot for the Saudi National Airlines, and he successfully sued the U.S. government for defamation. So there's your reasonable doubt right there. But when you have a government that is so absolutely broke that they will do anything to grab money from other countries, I expect they'll be able to find a judge who will go along and say, oh, yes, the court has a true finding that Saudi Arabia did 9/11, and therefore we're going to take their money. But I'm sure the Saudis are going to start looking to bring their money back home right now. I would. If I were in their position, I'd be liquidating the investments. I'd be calling in the loans. I'd refuse to roll over any of the investments, and I just get my money out. Because Saudi Arabia doesn't have it to lose. They're in serious economic problems over there right now. They're just going to yank their money out.
I want to get back now to the Syrian situation. According to my information, the reason for John Kerry's desperate call to Lavrov, the Syrian Arab Army is in the southeast of Aleppo. They've already taken the citadel in the center.
Yes.
And they're squeezing the terrorists into one small area of this latest part of Aleppo. And it looks like by the end of this week, they'll be driven out. But who knows? It may take a little longer. But that, as far as I can see, is this desperate move by John Kerry to withdraw the non-existent cooperation with Russia. And I think...
Well, it's just another way of trying to make it look like this is Russia's fault. Russia's refusing to cooperate with us, and therefore they're the bad guy. You know, they actually came out and said Russia's responsible for the bombing of the UN convoy, even though they didn't actually drop the bombs. All right, John, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, bring me in after the commercials.
Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to John in Barbados, Fox News is rerunning clips from Comey's grilling at the hands of the House committee. And they've got him up there where he's saying, the investigation into Hillary Clinton was done by professionals, and it was done the right way. And with the sound turned off, he's coming across like a used car salesman, you know, sort of Cal Worthington on one of his off days. No, it wasn't done the right way. Not unless the FBI's idea the right way is always to protect the leadership. But either James Comey does not actually know what is in Title 18, or he's just hoping that you don't. Because the reality is, under Section 793, ill intent is not required. If you expose national secrets through negligence, that's good for 10 years in jail and lifetime ban on holding any public office. Hillary is guilty of that one, provably, in particular because of an email that she sent to one of her subordinates instructing him to remove the classification headings from a document and send it by non-secure means. And it doesn't matter what was in the document. Doesn't matter if her subordinate actually carried it out. The issuance of the order by Hillary Clinton is a felony violation of Title 18, Section 793. And if James Comey doesn't know that, he should lose his job immediately and turn it over to somebody who actually knows how to do the job. That's another reason why I want Donald Trump to win the White House. He's talking about Trey Gowdy as the next attorney general. And that's why the narcocracy is afraid. They're afraid of a U.S. government that might actually decide to start enforcing the laws regarding drug running, money laundering, and corruption. All right, we're going to go back to John in Barbados. John, you had something else you wanted to add.
Yes, concerning Turkey and the destruction of these bridges across the Euphrates.
Yes.
Well, according to a deputy prime minister who just gave the U.S. the middle finger and told the U.S., the Turkish relationship with Russia and Vladimir Putin is none of your business. And what appears to be happening is I've heard several stories from different people over there that actually Turkey and Russia have got a plan for the Turks to actually go down into Raqqa, which won't mean that these bridges that the Americans have knocked out is meaningless. So it looks like the Turks and the Russians are going to be working together to get into Raqqa. So who knows what's happening really, but these are the stories that I'm hearing.
Well, looking at the second attack on Deir Ezzor, they destroyed two bridges. And looking at the area in a map, there's a sparsity of bridges across the Euphrates that can support military traffic. And by destroying the two that they've talked about, it forces the Syrian army to use this one main bridge to get north of the Euphrates. And that concentrates them in one place, makes them an easier target. Think Battle of Stirling or Horatius at the bridge, and you get the idea. And so it appears that the U.S. is preparing to defend their terrorists to the northeast of Deir Ezzor. And they're already laying the ground truth. But if you're right and Russia and Turkey are going to go into Raqqa, then it's all over. In any event, the Russians have already developed a very capable emergency military bridge, the PMP floating bridge. It just drives up to one side of the river, flips on over to the other side. It's got pontoons. It has a carrying capacity of 60 tons, meaning main battle tanks.
Well, I was just going to point that out, Michael. You stole my thunder. In this latest piece of nonsense, the drills in Pakistan with the Pakistani army, they tested that bridge over rivers there. And I was going to say that, you know, that was obviously a test run for going over the river Euphrates. So, you know, what does America think it's up to? I mean, Putin is beating the pants off Obama and Lavrov at every turn. Kerry. So Putin and Lavrov are beating the pants off these people at every turn. It's almost laughable.
They really are. I mean, the possibility that the U.S. is just going to haul off and invade Syria and risk a war with Russia, it's very real right now. And it may come down to just Obama's ego and not wanting to suffer a military defeat as part of his legacy. All right. Thank you for the phone call, John. We're going to take a commercial break. Then we're going to come back and do some real news. The phone lines are closed until further notice. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a reminder, the phone lines are closed. We're going to get some news here. If I have a little more time in hour number three, we'll open the phone lines again. Something that is very, very concerning here is Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter confirming that the United States does not have a no first use policy in regard to nuclear weapons. It's a very roundabout way of saying that the U.S. is perfectly willing to launch a nuclear attack unprovoked on whoever they feel like doing it to. Now, remember, despite all the screams about Saddam's nuclear weapons and Iran's nuclear weapons and North Korea's nuclear weapons, in all of history, there's only ever been one nation psychotic enough to actually use nuclear weapons of mass destruction against another country, and that is, of course, the United States. And we understand now that the Japan was already trying to surrender when the nuclear weapons were used. And Truman dropped them to demonstrate to the world that we had these horrible weapons and a government psychotic enough to use them. The big stick. Now, along with his other comments about how professional and expert the FBI is and how they're doing the right thing, and please don't think of them as weasels, no matter how weaselish they get. The FBI director Comey came on out trying to say, you know, we've got to refocus. There's a massive terrorist diaspora like we've never seen. ISIS is fleeing Syria to attack the West. No, they aren't. They work for the United States government, don't they? He's trying to do the booga booga. You know, the terrorists gonna get you if you call the FBI weasels. Terrorists gonna get you if you poke into Hillary's email server anymore. Y'all need to forget about how Hillary may have sold out the country and I let her skate on it because we've got terrorists. Big, bloody, nasty, foul-smelling terrorists. That's from Director Comey, the director of the Fools, Bunglers, and Idiots Department of the U.S. government. Now then, along the line of false flag attacks, over in the French town of Saumur, locals discovered a stash of ISIS flags, video equipment, Arabic newspapers, and a generator, which triggered a panic among the local citizens, who called the national police and anti-terrorist units, and they all flocked over there, and they were looking at all this stuff, the ISIS flags and the rest of it, and at one point, a senior French military figure showed up, announcing that the contents of the cave belonged to the military and were part of an unexplained exercise, the details of which they couldn't go into. And so it looks like the French military got caught planning another false flag attack on the French people. Because why else would you have ISIS flags and Arabic newspapers, various other things hidden in a cave? Now, the women's boat to Gaza is ready to break the blockade, and the Zaytouna is now a one-vessel women's boat to Gaza. Its sister ship, Amal, was forced to return to Barcelona because of engine trouble. And at this point, I think it's reasonable to suspect that the Amal was sabotaged, because they did that already back in 2011. When there was another Gaza flotilla, and one of their ships had put into port the night before in perfectly working order, and they went back to it the next morning, they'd foolishly left it unguarded, and the propeller shaft was broken. So, let us talk now about the economy. Things are getting very, very tense. Deutsche Bank is getting ready to go under, and a lot of people are wondering if this is the reason the German government, a few weeks back, was suggesting to their people to stockpile food and water, that there was going to be some kind of a national crisis in the immediate future. And because of globalism, that wonderful system of global entanglement for everybody, Deutsche Bank's troubles are already hitting stock markets around the world, including the U.S. market. And the big hairy monster nobody wants to talk about is the derivatives exposure. When it goes under, the entire euro might unravel. Now, one of the problems that everyone is having to deal with right now is Deutsche Bank is this well-known name. It's been around forever, like the Federal Reserve, like Wells Fargo, like Bank of America. And people just absolutely cannot reconcile the reputation of these banks, first of all, with all the fraud that's going on, and the possibility that they could collapse. We saw the same thing going into the crash of 29. People got hammered, they got caught off guard, because despite the warnings coming out, they kept saying, oh, no, they'll fix it. The bankers always fix these things. No, they don't, and they can't. Because it is the very essence of private central banking that it creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt until the debt brings that whole system crashing down. Now, we've been talking lately about how the declining economy is leading to a change in buying patterns. Certainly, the shopping malls, retailers are feeling it. So is the restaurant business. Logan's Roadhouse has just gone into bankruptcy. 21 of their locations are closing. And it isn't just bankruptcy that's the issue. More and more restaurants trying to stay in the black are starting to reduce service, put off maintenance on their facilities, and starting to use cheaper ingredients and fillers in their food. And I'm not going to name any names here, but Claire and I have noticed that restaurants we used to like to go to, we can't go there anymore. The food has just become so full of chemicals and additives and fillers, it's just unpalatable right now. And it's a sign of desperation trying to stay in business. Now, Germany's business chief, Matthias Döpfner, the chief executive of Axel Springer, is saying that in his opinion, Great Britain, after it breaks free of the EU, is going to be highly attractive for investors. There's going to be money to be made there. And that's very simple to understand, because when Great Britain breaks free of the European Union, the one thing that will not be there anymore is the huge chunk of Britain's wealth being siphoned off by that European Central Bank. And the rest of Europe, if it is still enslaved to the European Central Bank, will not be able to compete with Great Britain. Because they're all going to have two levels of banking masters, their national banks and above that the European Central Bank, and they're all greedy money junkies and helping themselves to as much as possible. Getting rid of that top level is going to free up a lot of cash flow in Great Britain. Always remember, banks that do not have, or rather countries that do not have private central banks, are economic powerhouses. Banks that are, countries that are enslaved to private central banks cannot compete with countries that don't have private central banks. This has actually led to wars. When the Civil War broke out in this country, Abraham Lincoln exercised his authority as president to issue a government-issued currency, the greenback. And the media of Europe just went ballistic. How dare a government provide its own money instead of borrowing at interest? And that's why most of Europe, in fact, pretty much all of Europe, supported the Confederacy. There was actually a serious discussion of invading the United States, invading Washington, D.C. on behalf of the Confederacy. They were held in check by Russia. Little bit of history you probably didn't get in your school, especially in this day and age of bashing the Russians at any and all possible opportunities. But this Matthias Döpfner is absolutely right. A Great Britain free of the European Central Bank is going to be an economic powerhouse compared to the remainder of the European Union that is still enslaved to that private central bank. Now, here's an interesting little story. This came out of Zero Hedge, and it's talking about the wild and woolly life of these ultra-rich bankers, and talking about how British bankers got busted for $300 million fraud. We're living a lifestyle straight out of the Wolf of Wall Street. Hookers and cocaine. They talk about one guy, Brett Barna, threw a Wolf of Wall Street party in the Hamptons, complete with champagne, scores of bikini-clad women, costumed gun-toting midgets, and managed to, in the process, destroy a $20 million mansion. Lifestyles of the rich and undeserving, I think. The U.S. is going to crack down on North Korean access to international banking. You're not allowed to use our SWIFT system. You're not allowed to be part of our Federal Reserve. North Korea is going to shrug and say, all right, we're going to go with BRICS. Now, the U.S. government was trying to push the South China Sea issue, supposedly on behalf of the Philippines, as a way of provoking a war with China. And Obama cratered that in this disagreement between the Obama and the president of the Philippines, Duterte, over how to deal with drug dealers. The U.S. policy being leave them alone, and Philippines policy being shoot them dead, which actually does seem to work. So the U.S. has had to drop that whole Philippine vector, and they're back to pounding on North Korea as their back door to war with China. Now, what has North Korea actually done other than make a lot of stupid comments, like John Kerry is currently doing in Syria, and build up its defense, which every nation on earth does? And the answer is no, North Korea hasn't done anything. They haven't attacked anybody. Remember that attempt to frame North Korea for the sinking of a South Korean ship? And that one fell apart when the recovered torpedo didn't match the blueprints of the North Korea's torpedo design. It's more Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's sarin gas. They're lying to you to start a war, and now they're lying about North Korea. I don't like North Korea's leadership. North Korea's got a lot of problems. But until they actually attack us, we shouldn't be making stink face at them. Now, during Monday's debate, Donald Trump accused Janet Yellen of being political in refusing to raise the prime rate until after the election, because that favors Hillary Clinton. Raising the rate now would drive the stock market down. That would benefit Donald Trump. And so CNN, the Clinton News Network, just trotted out Christine Romans to basically come on out and say the Federal Reserve is a honest organization. They are not political at all. Now, this so-called expert on the Federal Reserve, presented by CNN, actually majored in French journalism and mass communication at Iowa State University. Does not have a background in banking at all. And looks like she just got her talking points from the Federal Reserve, which is trying to protect its reputation and deny that it is influencing government policy for its own benefit. Now, do you remember about a year ago, there was this horribly embarrassing incident where a Muslim teenager built himself a digital clock and he took it to school to show his teacher. And the school administration said, "Oh my God, it's a bomb!" And they called the police on him. Huge, big stink. Now, my issue was with the school administrators and teachers who looked at this device and weren't able to tell that it was, in fact, just a digital clock. There was no explosive of any kind. It was obviously a home hobby electronics kit. And everybody went ballistic over it because they were apparently too stupid to look at the electronics and realize there was no detonator and there was no explosive filler. It was just a digital clock. Now, the father of the teen has filed a lawsuit against Glenn Beck and Fox News and other parties for defamation of his son. Because when the story first came on out, everybody was on board this, "Oh my, it's a Muslim terrorist bomb." And it was. You had to be a complete moron to look at this and not know what it was. And the reason I resonate with this so strongly, I first started playing with electronics when I was about 8 years old, 9 years old. I was fortunate enough to have an uncle who was in the electronics business, and this was just when transistors were really starting to come on, and he just bring home boxes and boxes of stuff, and I would build things. I built a crystal radio out of a Quaker oatmeal box. I actually still have that. We used it as a prop on Lost at one point. And I was building multi-vibrators and gate switches and whatnot. And I put together an amplified radio. And I actually won a science fair contest at my elementary school with this. And instead, today, had I walked into this school with this bit of electronics, what would they do? Arrest me? Have the police come on over, claim it was a bomb, even though there's obviously no bomb components in it? How are we going to incentivize our kids to learn about technology in order to compete in a technological global marketplace when anytime we see a kid who's out there trying to learn this stuff gets slapped around? gets the police called on him. I hope the father wins his lawsuit. Because the corporate media fed this whole defamation. Oh, we've got a Muslim with a bomb. It was not a bomb. And anybody with even a beginner's entry-level knowledge of electronics could have looked at that and said, this is not a bomb. This is a clock. That kid should have been rewarded. He should have been given a science award. He should have been held aloft as an ideal to inspire other kids to take an interest in science and technology. Like I said earlier, in the context of violence, look at the example being set for our children by our current government. No wonder kids are so screwed up. It's amazing. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break. We're going to break for 3 minutes, back with more news after these words from our sponsors.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Yeah.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And today, the so-called independent investigation into Flight 17 released their report and, as expected, laid blame for it on Russia, saying that the missile was made in Russia and fired at Flight 17 from an area in eastern Ukraine under the control of pro-Russian separatists at the time. And by the way, they weren't pro-Russian separatists. They were pro-independent separatists. Okay, and interestingly enough, the Dutch-led investigation did not directly accuse Moscow of supplying the missile and its transporter system. And, of course, Russia continues to deny it. Now, there are reasons to call that entire story into question, mostly because we all know the degree to which we're being lied to every single day about every single thing in the world. First of all is the fact that the wreckage of the aircraft shows holes consistent with air-to-air cannon fire. The Buk anti-aircraft missile uses expanding rods to destroy its target, and there's no indications of that. The actual aircraft remains, and by the way, the Dutch didn't bother going out and looking at the remains of that. It shows the evidence of air-to-air attack by cannon fire. And all of the eyewitnesses interviewed by the BBC confirmed the presence of a Ukrainian military aircraft flying close to MH17 at the time it was shot down. Now, there were other reports of a mayday call from Flight 17, something that's impossible with a single missile strike, but very possible if being repeatedly strafed. Now, my theory as to what was going on. Vladimir Putin was returning to Russia from a six-day tour in South America. Now, Vladimir Putin's presidential aircraft, which is not as plush as Air Force One, is a converted commercial airliner, an Ilyushin. And it is painted in the same colors as the Malaysian Airlines livery. In fact, the paint schemes are very similar. Straight lines down the hull, and then there's a little bit of a splay at one end. From a distance, it would be very easy to confuse one for the other, and Putin's plane was in that same area at the same time. And what I think happened is that Poroshenko wanted to shoot down Putin's aircraft. This would have created chaos and confusion in the Russian government and allowed Ukraine to go in and reconquer the eastern separatist republics. And I think the pilot that was flying that Ukrainian military airplane that the BBC witnesses said was there picked the wrong target. And there was this one story about somebody working at the military airfield in Ukraine who had seen the plane go off in the morning, saw it return with empty rails. And the pilot was upset, saying, "I got the wrong plane, I got the wrong plane, I got the wrong plane." But it's another bash Russia, bash Russia. We got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish
every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.